Hello, everybody. This is El Topo here. Hello, Vinny. How are you doing?
No, man. I'm good.
How's that oatmeal sandwich thing that you're eating or whatever the hell?
Oh, it's fucking delicious.
Oh, they're so good. Oatmeal cream pies or something.
I'm going to do a little throwback real quick. You remember Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with Rick Moranis?
Yes, I do. Movie?
You remember the scene where they find the gigantic oatmeal cream pie?
Yes. I wanted to eat that cream pie when I was a child.
That's what heaven is like.
Yes, I agree. Well, anyway, I want to welcome everybody to another rib-tickling episode of the Mole Hole Radio Show. I'd like to thank Vinny for taking the time out of his busy day to help me and, you know, add his insights to the show and everything. And I'd like to thank Goggs for being completely worthless and being involved in kickball, of all things.
Fucking dick.
1991 called, and they want their sport back.
Oh.
Well, let's see here. What's going on in the world of El Topo? That's what everybody wants to know, right?
That's what I want to know.
I am dealing with a rather serious rat problem, and it is not boding well for me. I've never had to deal with this shit before, and up until this point, I wouldn't say that I was scared of rats. Like, when you'd say a rat, I'd be like, eh, it's just a fucking rat. But it's another thing when you actually have to deal with something. And, well, let me put you into the frame. Let me go back. Let me start this story from the beginning, because the beginning is usually a good place to start a fucking story. A few nights ago, I got woken up by the sounds of, like, scratching. You know, like the... like something like scurrying across the floor. Like, I sleep like a cat, and noises like that wake me up, like, instantaneously. Like,
do you curl up in a ball like the cat does?
I do. And I also lick myself and purr while I sleep.
Awesome. Awesome.
It is awesome. But, anyhow, I heard this thing scurrying across my fucking floor. I freaked out. I turned the light on. I don't see anything. But I know something's there. So I stay up. And all lights are on. Turn every light on in my room. Fucking just sit there on my bed. Like, what the fuck was that? You know, da 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 da. So then I see something out of the corner of my eye, like, scurry across the floor. And I'm like, fuck. It's a goddamn mouse. I thought it was a mouse. You know, something was in between my wall and my dresser drawer. And it was on, you know, tiny enough to be some kind of rodent, too big to be a bug or something. So I'm just like, fucking great. So I sit there. Again, I try to ignore it because I'm like, fuck, it's just a mouse. What's it going to do? It's going to annoy the shit out of me, but I can leave it be for now. I'll deal with it in the morning. You know what I mean? Because this is, you know, I have to
it's
go
a
to
mouse.
Work. Yeah. And I have to go to work the next day. It's already like 1:30 in the morning, and I'm not, you know, I'm just going to try to deal with it and go to sleep. Try to deal with it the next morning and go to sleep. So then I hear it again, like rustling it around. I turn the lights on, and not like a foot away from my fucking bed is this fucking groundhog sized fucking rat chilling out looking at me. And I'm just like, fuck this. And I just fucking like, I like lost it. I like froze the thing fucking, as soon as I turned the lights on and it locked eyes on me, it scurried away. And it's amazing. Those things, and I've learned this since having to deal with these fucking monsters. Apparently rats, there's something in like a rat's body, like their bodies can easily collapse into things, because this huge ass fucking rat, which I would estimate is somewhere around maybe 2 feet, 2.5 feet long, and it's pretty fat. It was crawling through like the little door crack. You know, my door doesn't go completely to the carpet. There's like about maybe an inch opening between the and the door. The thing was scurrying through that. So
Jesus,
it's pretty
doesn't
amazing.
That have ribs?
Yeah, I don't know, but apparently they only need, it said online, I read somewhere that they only need about the size of a quarter to get through most places. Like, they can just squeeze into like really tight spots. I guess it was an evolutionary design. I don't know. Fucking evolution.
Maybe maybe Muhammad made them that way.
Maybe Muhammad. We'll talk a little about
we'll him later.
if I don't just burn out from all this rat talk, because this is a pretty epic story I'm telling you right now. So anyway, so I see the fucking rat. It scurries away, and there's no sleeping at this point. I fucking saw this goddamn thing. It's goddamn huge. And my logic was, well, it's clearly climbed up the fucking steps. So what's stopping it from climbing onto my fucking bed and, like, I don't know, giving me the goddamn plague or something?
Maybe he's just going to hang out, cuddle with you. Maybe he was lonely.
Oh, dude.
Dude, fuck the cat. Dude, you can have a pet rat.
Yeah, I'm not fucking Willard. That movie sucked.
Anybody? I've never seen that movie.
Hell of a reference.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, like, freaked me out, and I didn't know what to do. So I just kind of sat there with all the lights on my bed, and I remember reading, like, you know, rodents, you know, whether it be a mouse or, like, a squirrel or a fucking rat, they don't like people. Like, if generally, like, if they're around people, they'll run away. Like, they don't, they're scared of people. So I thought that maybe, like, if I fucking just turned on my TV and there was a lot of noise, like, maybe it would just keep it out of the room. So I just fucking, I started watching It's Always Sunny, and I just couldn't sleep. I just sat there in my bed from 1 till 5:30 in the morning and then went to work. And I was just fucking on edge. And I mean, like, it's not rational. Like, it's a fucking rat, and it's not really going to do that much damage to me. I can't fucking explain, like, why it got me so fucking just freaked out. But that's the only way I can really describe it. It fucking freaked me out. And I could not go to sleep. And again, I don't think that that's a rational thought, but it just happened. And I was fucking just terrified. So the next day, I have, and that was fun. On a fucking 20 minutes of sleep, I had to go to my fucking awful 11-hour job, which is just, let me tell you, that job is just pleasant enough when I have a full night's sleep or like 3 hours of sleep. But going in there, like, it's just like when you're really tired or sick and you go to work, it's just like turning the volume up on a really bad, like, Poison song. Like, it's annoying before, but then you fucking
day long. Yeah,
then you fucking jack up the volume and listen to Unskinny Bop for 10 hours and you just want to fucking kill somebody. That should be the intro to the show, by the way.
Yeah, we could do that.
Unskinny Bop. But so anyway, I get a hold of an exterminator. Fortunately, I went to see a concert Tuesday night, so I didn't have to stay here. I ended up crashing at a friend's house because I honestly did not want to come back here to go to sleep. So I went and saw the Mastodon Baroness concert, which was amazing. And then I crashed over a buddy's house, and the exterminator said that he could be here yesterday morning. And I was like, all right, well, I'll meet you there. And the exterminator came right when he said, and he fucking scared the shit out of me because he's like, oh, there's probably at least 50 or 60 out here. I'm like, oh, that's one.
Here. Now, isn't that your landlord's responsibility to take care of the fucking rat?
He paid for the exterminator.
Okay.
I paid for it, but he reimbursed me the same day. So no money out of my pocket. That was another thing. And, you know, I have this, like, odd streak of dealing with landlords that don't know how to fucking communicate properly. Because I sent the guy an email, and I explained to him, I was like, look, can you set up an exterminator? I'm jumping all over, but the day after the rat encounter, I emailed him that morning and was like, look, you need to set up an exterminator because, you know, I dealt with this problem and this needs to get resolved, you know, obviously.
Right.
So I'm like, you need to call an exterminator. And he emails me back, call one. And to me, like, that short little response was him going, well, not my problem. You deal with it.
Right.
Isn't that what you would take from that?
I agree. Yeah.
And I fucking call him on the phone and I'm like, look, dude, like, this is your fucking problem. This isn't my house. You need to take care of this. I've only been here for 3 fucking weeks and I'm already dealing with this problem. And he's like, no, that's not what I meant. I was like, he's like, you coordinate it and I'll pay for it. I'm like, well, why didn't you just say that, man? Like, the way you said it just sounded so fucking like, well, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, dude, people do not know, like, how to correspond via text.
Yeah, it's just people don't know how to fucking write anymore. And he's like, no, yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. Like, all I meant for you is to set it up so you can be there and I'll pay for it. I'm like, well, you know what? If you just said that the first time.
Right.
So anyway, the exterminator comes. He looks at the house. He tries to find where the rats are coming from. And he can't find anything upstairs. He goes out in the back in the alley between all my houses, and he's like, geez, he's like, there's going to be, like, probably every house in this block has the same problem because, like, I guess there's a, there's a space at the end that just has like this exposed dumpster, and like he's like, there was just like mouse crap all in the alley and stuff.
Oh no.
So he's like, this is probably like a problem all over this block. So, you know, that's what I want to hear. And then like he showed me a couple of places, like there was like holes burrowed in the ground and shit like that. So he put like a bunch of poison down. But the worst part, and I don't know how I never noticed this, in my fucking basement, there's about a 2-foot hole in the like right against the basement wall. And he points at it, and he's like, well, that's how they're getting in. He's like, they're just crawling right through that.
Giant fucking hole in your house.
It's a pretty big fucking hole. And, like, he's totally right. And so, anyway, he puts, like, a shit ton of, like, poison down everywhere. Like, there's poison all in the basement and outside. And then he's like, he tells me, because he almost like, well, what do I do about that hole? And he's like, well, you need your landlord to fix that hole ASAP. And he's like, but in the meantime, you can stuff it full of like Brillo pads, like steel wool, because I guess the rats have a hard time chewing through that. I guess it like breaks up their teeth.
Brillo pads. Ugh.
Yeah. So I go to the store. In between going to the store, my landlord comes over and sets a bunch of traps everywhere. So I have these giant ass mouse traps all over, or rat traps, which are twice the size of regular mouse traps. If you've
ever, is it the same thing? Like just a gigantic mouse trap?
Huge. Yes. Hmm. It's the same thing, except it's a gigantic mouse trap. That's the best way to describe it.
You'd think there'd be a more like advanced way of dealing with a rat rather than just a big mouse trap. I mean, do they work? I guess they work.
Well, I'm about to get to that. So anyway, so last night the guy's like, you know, he's like, this is a funny quote to hear. He goes, you're probably going to have to deal with a lot of dead rats in the next couple of days. I was like, oh, fantastic. Like, that's great. He's like, yeah. He's like, if you want, like, if it gets too much, you can just call us back and we'll get rid of them if I have a truck come by or whatever. And I was like, all right. But he pretty much told me, he's like, the poison should keep them away for a few days until you get the fucking wall shored up or whatever. But again, in between my leaving the house and him leaving the house, I went over to go do some errands on, and, my landlord comes over and sets all these traps. So I got traps everywhere. And then last night, like I'm up here in the fucking where I record the show up in my computer room. And again, I have to put you guys in my frame of mind. Like I have been like Vinny can attest to this. Like the last like month has been really hard on me and I've been really fucking burned out just by everything, by moving, by fucking getting shit out of the old house, getting stuff in this house, trying to adapt to this house. I've been really fucking burned out. And then having to deal with this fucking rat problem has just gotten me fucking edged. Like, I was talking a little bit before the show, like, I'm not in a good headspace right now. Like, I feel like I need to just be, like, isolated for, like, a week. I need to just be left alone. Like, I don't feel, like, in a comfortable spot in my own mind right now.
That's not good. And,
no, it's not. Like, I honestly, like, I just feel like, I there's no other way to put it, but, like, I just feel, like, on edge. I feel like I'm about to crack. Like, I don't know. And so, last night, I'm up here in the Mole Hole Studios, as it were, and I hear this loud fucking thud. Like, this huge, like, banging sound. Like it sounded like somebody was, like, somebody maybe kicked in the door. Like, that's what it sounded like. And I was up here, and I fucking, like, that sound fucking scared the shit out of me. And I go to, like, the foot of my stairs, like, the top of my fucking staircase. And I swear to God, I hear, like, footsteps. Like, I hear somebody walking around. That's what it sounded like. And it didn't sound like the kind of the scratchy kind of mouse or rat sound. If it sounded like that, I'd been like, okay, they tripped one of the traps and right, they're running around downstairs. It sounded like fucking footsteps. And I got fucking terrified. Like, I didn't know what to do. I got fucking scared.
You don't have any weapons in your house like Oggs does.
No, I don't. I also don't have any guns.
You should have a gun. You should definitely have a gun.
Well, and this part is like, again, I feel like this is embarrassing. This is one of those topo moments that I think like a lot of people would probably keep to themselves. Because I'm thoroughly embarrassed by what I did, but I got fucking so scared I called the cops. Like, I fucking called the cops. I told them that I thought someone was in my house and I needed them to come by.
That's completely reasonable.
So three cops show up, guns drawn, and they tell me to come downstairs. And that's when I realized that all the doors are locked, everything's shut, back door's locked, basement. Well, I didn't know the basement door was locked, but cop went down there, front door was locked. So there wasn't anybody in there. Okay. And, you know, the cops checked everything out and then they left. And I felt really embarrassed because it was just like, I still don't know what that was. The only thing that I can think of is I looked around and the fucking, there was two traps that were sprung, but there was no rat in them. So they tripped some of the traps. And the only other thing I can think of is, you know, if you listen real close, a lot of times I live in a row house, you can hear like there's reverberations from the floorboards from the next door units, or maybe I was just going, or maybe I was just going fucking insane, but I fucking heard something and it scared the shit out of me. And like I said, I called the fucking police. I've never done that before in my life. I've never called 911 in my fucking life ever.
And so you actually used 911. You didn't call the police.
No, I called the 911, which patched me directly through Baltimore police, which
gotcha.
But I mean, I was fucking like terrified, dude. Like I was like, I swear to God, I stood at the top of my staircase and I didn't hear fucking, you know, I didn't hear that scratchy kind of, I don't know how you'd describe it, like fucking rat like sound. A little horse. Yeah. Like I didn't hear the trotting sound. I heard fucking footsteps. And before
and they sounded
that,
like they were in your house.
It sounded like they were coming. It sounded like you were walking on that fucking plywood floor down, or not like hardwood floor downstairs. It sounds like somebody was walking downstairs.
You think it was a ghost, dude?
No.
Good.
It wasn't a fucking ghost. My explanation is my neighbors probably dropped something huge against their wall, or maybe they were moving something. That was like the giant thud that I heard.
There you go.
And I guess they were trying to move something around, and that's what I heard. And it could have also been the rat or whatever, rats plural, running around and maybe with the trap stuck to them. I don't know. But I mean, I know I heard something, but clearly there was nothing there. But again,
you do sound like, on edge, dude. You're starting to crack, aren't you?
My fucking dude. It's just, I can't believe I did it. I was like embarrassed. As soon as they left, I was just fucking like, I was like, man, like.
No, you know what, though? You did the right thing. Like, what if there was somebody in your house? As far as you were concerned, there was.
It was a funny feeling, too, because, you know, once it was all over, I was like, I was relieved that there was nobody there, obviously, because, you know, if somebody breaks into your house, like I would be moving today. Like if right. I'm not dealing with that. Not again.
right again.
And, you know, if I was relieved that there was clearly nobody in here, but I was also like, man, I can't believe that I've done all that. Like I could have just remedied this myself. And I felt like ashamed and embarrassed. And I was like, you know, again, and I, you know, I tried to go to sleep last night and maybe this is all in my head, but I could definitely hear like downstairs, like scurrying. And that definitely was like the sound of a rat.
Right.
And I couldn't go to fucking sleep because I was just picturing the fucking rat coming back into my fucking room and it freaked me the fuck out.
So you put a rat trap in front of your door to your room?
There's a rat trap. Well, they say don't put them in the front of things, to put them in the corners because I guess they like to hide out in the corners of things. So there's one in the corner of the room. Yes.
Hmm. But now in order for the rat to get in the room, mm-hmm. you'd have to come through the door.
Yes.
So I'd put one right fucking there.
But then I would step on it.
Well, I mean, you would know. Then you're not a rat, so you would know not to step on it. Well,
you're giving me a lot more credit for being a lot more athletic and I don't even know, like, less clumsy than I am. But, I mean, all right. So let's go to today. Again, the exterminator told me that, you know, I need to check the basement like every day for a few days and the backyard just to see, you know, if there's any dead rats. Cause you don't want, you know, obviously you don't want dead rats in your fucking house. He's suspected, by the way.
Do dead rats bring more rats? Like, will they eat the dead?
Yeah, they will eat the dead rat.
Oh,
apparently too, this is something else I learned. Thank you, internet. Apparently like rats, Like, they only need, like, very little food to survive. Like we're talking, like, ounces of food to actually get by. So, like, that's how, like, rats can survive for, like, a long fucking time. They'll, like, cut their fucking food supply off. They can find food, like, almost anywhere.
They eat shit, right? Like, shit will...
I think so. I don't know about all that. The only positive thing that the exterminator said to me was that I had nothing to do with, because I asked him, I was like, was there anything that I could do to prevent like this? And he looks at me and he's like, there's nothing you've done wrong. Like, you don't have any food out. Like, the reason they're getting in is because of the fucking house. Because
there's a giant hole in your wall.
Your basement. Like, he's like, it's not your fucking fault. Like, you've done everything right. Like, trash is away. You don't, you know what I mean? You don't do the things that usually get mice into houses or rodents into houses. You know what I mean? And, but anyway, so today I go to work again on like 2 hours of sleep, because I fucking last night I turned all the lights on and turned the TV on again and I just let it go. And then I slept. I was able to sleep.
That's good.
I mean, not very long, maybe an hour and a half, but I mean, it wasn't good.
Better than 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's better than 20 minutes. Yeah. So anyway, I feel like shit. This is something else that I wanted to talk about. My fucking work and people in general. I just don't understand. So, as I mentioned on the show before, it was in very vested interest. It was a vested interest in my office brain trust, that me moving into the city was a bad thing and that I was going to get like murder stabbed.
Robbed stabbed. Murder stabbed.
Right. And I oftentimes felt that it was strange. Like, they would like to be happy. Like, they would be singing "I Told You So" at my funeral of my rape murder stabbing. Oh, no, and I just didn't understand it. Like, why would you wish somebody like bad will? And like, it was this weird passive aggressive thing, you know? And I guess I think I told one person about my problem, or maybe they overheard me on the phone the day before about calling the exterminator 2 days before, I guess it was. So like, at all these people, they're like, you know, like this, the one woman there, she's like, so how you dealing with the rats? I'm like, how the fuck do you think I'm dealing with the rats? She's like, it's really bothering you, huh? And I'm like, no, I'm fucking great with it. Like, I love it. Like, it's clearly bothering me and I don't want to talk about it, but you just keep asking me these stupid fucking questions. I just wanted to smash her in the fucking face.
Like, and all this on what, 20 minutes to sleep or what? Yeah, no, you had an hour and a half.
And I'm, again, I'm genuinely, and this is after the cop thing. And again, I told you, like, I don't, like, I felt fucking terrible about it. And, you know, it's silly. Maybe it's silly that I feel bad about it. But again, I feel fucking edgy. Like, I don't feel right in the head. Like, I don't mean to
sleep, dude.
I don't mean to mince words, but I feel fucking weird and I don't feel like myself. And I don't want to talk about this shit. And I was like, and then she's like, so you still liking city life? Like, trying to be like a smart ass. And it's like, you know what? Like, what's the difference where I fucking live? Like, leave me alone. It's like, you have this, like, you want me to fail. Like, you want, you know, I don't understand. Like, what fucking joy do you get out of me fucking making a decision that maybe I will live to regret? And again, I like this house. You know, it's really, in the grand scheme of things, this is a pretty common problem in the city, unfortunately.
The rat. And if, yeah, I've wasn't heard a, that before.
If there wasn't a big fucking hole in my basement, it probably wouldn't have been a problem at all. And, you know, I just don't, like, what, why would you, like, essentially revel in my misery? Like, what did I ever do to you? And this was apropos of nothing. Like, this came, like, I was, she does really nothing to do with my job. And she calls me on the phone and to talk about it. I'm like, I don't want to fucking talk about this shit. She's like, well, why are you
getting put a little backstory behind whoever this is. Like, what's her deal?
She works in my payroll department.
Okay.
So we have very little.
She, like, know you? I mean, like, you,
I mean, she's worked there. She's worked there for a long time. So have I. So I guess she knows me in a manner of speaking.
And now, did you have any, I mean, did you think, or did you have any preconceived notions that she disliked you before? I mean,
no. And I honestly, I think that she's so fucking stupid that she doesn't realize that what she's really saying. She's one of those people that kind of says things, but I don't think really thinks before she speaks. You know what I mean? Like, I think her malicious nature of her conversation is more malicious. more malicious when you actually think about what she says, but I don't think that she gave much thought to what she was talking about. I think that she's just this old fucking retard that has no friends and no life and just is always dying to start up a conversation. You know what I mean? I think it more is more to do with that, but you know, I'm over analytical. I mean, that's why I host this fucking show. I mean, I prattled on for like an hour about this rat problem. I think about everything. I constantly second guess myself. I think about things way too much. So I'm the polar opposite when I have a conversation. Like, I'll fucking agonize over saying like the wrong thing to the wrong person. You know what I mean? Like,
sure,
I've done that in my life all the time, but a person like that just kind of haphazardly throws out words and doesn't really put any thought behind it. And, you know, it just bugs me.
And probably the worst part about the whole thing is after she says something retarded like that, she doesn't think about what she said afterwards.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. That's a good point. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's just like, you know, she just fucking talks. And like, you know, the other thing is like everybody else has these little fucking like quips about it. Like, oh, like it's a big fucking joke. And like, you know, I'm not fucking like I'm like really fucking freaked out about this whole situation, and I don't think it's fucking funny. And like, you know, I should have just fucking walked out and been like, fuck all you. Like, I don't really want to deal with this.
It's good that you didn't.
Like, I really like it's not funny. Like, I'm not, I mean, it's funny for the show, and I'm really I honestly, I'm really glad to have like a good fertile topic to talk about, because
got an outlet.
As much as like all this shit has been really fucking terrible, I can appreciate the fact that there is value in this story. I think this is a good story. And it's also important to get a perspective into my brain, because that's what this show is about, isn't it? I mean,
your brain?
Yeah, it's about my thoughts and my musings, right? But
yeah, no, I'm gonna get that.
I'm not like this to me, like, you know, people, especially people at work. Like, if you or Gog said something, excuse me, like, that's one thing. You know what I mean? Like,
We'll rib you about it later. But you're clearly distressed.
People that don't fucking know me want to fucking talk about me. It's like, fuck you. I'll drop a fucking 30 rats in your fucking house and see how you fucking deal with it.
Like, yeah, you know, that's like, true. And that's the type of person that I also hate. You know, the type of person that assumes they're way closer with you than they actually are. Like, maybe they just met you last week, but they feel comfortable ribbing you about something they shouldn't feel comfortable doing.
No. And, it, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, like, if I started ribbing them about shit, it would probably be like fucking Armageddon. You know what I mean? Like, if I fucking, like, you know, something terrible, like if I started picking on them about it, they'd probably fucking try to get me fired. They wouldn't, but I don't know. Again, I'm not comfortable with this situation, and it's not something that I wanted to deal with. And I'm, like I said, I'm stressed out about a lot of things, and this is just like the icing on the shit cake. This is the icing on the urinal cake. And, you know, it's not this cute, funny situation, and I'm not having fun with it. And, you know, again, these people that don't fucking know me don't have the right to fucking pick on me about this shit that they don't fucking know about. Like, they just want to make these fucking, you know, stupid jokes and little snide comments. It's just like, well, fuck you. What are you dealing with? Like, you know, sorry, like, I I'm trying. I'm trying something new. God forbid. You know, I'm glad that my failure brings you such fucking elation and joy, you piece of shit.
Some people like to see other people fail for whatever reason. It makes, you know, makes them feel better about themselves, I think.
Gogs does.
Yeah. Well, you know, funny
celebrities, though.
Yes.
Celebrities. Right. Well, and certain people, like certain people Gogs deems unworthy. He definitely revels in their failure.
But you know what? I'm guilty of it too. I had a certain roommate back in the day who I grew to hate. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, but it just seemed like no matter all of the wrong, he just constantly making wrong decisions all the time.
I remember a particular night where we were all really drunk, and I was the designated driver. That's what it was.
Yep.
And I was the DD, and everybody was drunk, and he was trying to tell us how to get home from the city. And I knew where I was going, but he kept telling me I was going the wrong way. And I got so fucking frustrated. I was just like, fine, you tell us how to get there. And I just did everything he said. And we got so fucking lost. We ended up in fucking Parkville, which is like completely in the opposite. I mean, we did get out of the city, but we're in the completely opposite
direction. So far away. Yeah, but it's people like that. Like, I like to see, I reveled in whenever he did fail, because it seemed like he was always getting rewarded for doing the wrong thing.
That's true.
So for me, that was like the worst thing that could happen not the worst thing that could happen, but it would really piss me off if I found out one day that, like, he fucking struck it rich on some ridiculous fucking asinine thing he did by accident, probably. You know, like, oh, awful. That. Awful. So, you know, some people like to see other people fail, but I don't understand how it could come unwarranted.
I'm definitely sort of like that in a lot of respects. You know, I'm not saying I'm better than that. And clearly, if you listen to this show, like, I fucking rib on people all the fucking time. But I don't know. This is me we're talking about. I don't,
right. So it is different.
It's different, you know. And I'm really not comfortable with this. Like, this situation is
the rat situation, or just everything. Yeah. The fact that your mind is melting, or just the rats.
Well, I think it's all part of the same cycle. But yeah, I mean, the rat thing really bugs me. And again, I've never dealt with this before. Like, in my entire life, I've never had to deal with rats. I've had to deal with mice. Excuse me. But mice didn't really bother me. I guess the thing with rats that terrify me is, like, they carry a lot of diseases, and they fucking bite.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I mean? Like, my fucking insane paranoid fear is that I'm sleeping and the thing fucking bites me and I start the fucking bubonic plague all over again. You know?
Well, I mean, that would be kind of cool to be the catalyst to something like that. I mean, if you're going to go in a situation like that, at least be the first.
That's not a bad point.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just, it's tough. It's tough for me to deal with. Like, and again, the whole thing about me just cracking and feeling like a lot of pressure from a lot of different things, like, I'm having a hard time. Like, this was, like, I was just feeling comfortable. Like, that was the thing that really got to me. Like, I just started to kind of settle in here, and then this happens. And I just feel like, man, like, what else could go wrong? And
no, don't say that.
You know, I already have, unfortunately. Yeah. But
yeah, I just, that's happened.
I know. It's just like, you know, it's hard to put into words, but I just feel like it's like everything is going wrong, and it's just like, it's my fault because I picked this place. And it's like,
it could happen to anybody.
It's not a rational thought, but I fucking blame myself for shit. That's what an overanalytical person like me does. And now I feel like I've made this terrible decision. And I'm stuck in this house for a year. And again, this is all, like, I'm not saying that any of this is fucking rational, but it goes through my head and I can't help it. It just does. And it's not that all, you know, throw that into the fucking misery goulash that's in my fucking brain right now. And that's what I'm dealing with. And it's just
delicious. Oh, you know, I think you need to find a way to take control. You need control back.
I agree. But in what respect, you know,
I don't know. We got to find a way for you to do that.
Another fucking point to make. And I thought about this a lot today. It was just like, you know, I go to work and I fucking hate it. It's like, I should be able to come home and fucking relax. But what do I got to do when I got to go home? I got to go home and find fucking dead rats and fucking deal with this whole fucking problem that's not resolved yet. You know, it'd be one thing if, like, this rat problem was over and done with, but I'm very confident in thinking that this is not over.
No, probably not.
And let me bring you back to the story, because I'm not done. Believe it or not, there's still more.
Okay.
There's still more. So today, and Vinny, I put something in the chat that we need to use for the song.
That.
Don't
nice.
Spoil it, but I think it's very funny.
Okay.
And sort of appropriate.
Yeah, I see.
It'll be good. So I come home today, and again, the exterminator told me, you know, when you get home during the day, because if you're going to check for dead rats, you should do it during the day, because clearly rats are nocturnal. So if you go around looking for dead rats during the day, you're probably not going to run into a bunch of living ones, because obviously that is a bit dangerous, because if you corner them, they will bite you, and then you have to go to the hospital. It's a whole thing. So I get home, and I'm the whole time, like, driving home, again, I'm fucking worn out. I'm sleepy. And I'm like, great, I have to go home and fucking, like, scour for dead rats. This is just a fantastic life that I'm living right now. And I'm the whole time picturing this giant rat that I saw in my room. So I'm just picturing that there's going to be, you know, five or six of these monstrous dead rats that I'm going to have to pull out of traps and throw into trash bags. it just, you know, there you go. So I get home and I go in the basement. I get this is a funny scene. Somebody should have had a video camera on me. I have this golf club that's like a putter that I stole from like a fucking mini golf course. Like it's a putting golf club. And I had a flashlight. So in one hand I have the golf club like ready to strike. In the other hand I have the flashlight. Because it is sort of dark in my basement, even with the lights on. So I fucking go down to the foot of the steps and I turn the light on, and I shined it towards where there's two traps near that big hole in the wall, and I shined it towards that, and sure fucking enough, there's one in there, and it's
in the trap
big.
Or in the hole.
In the trap. There's one in the trap. Sorry for not specifying that. There's one in the fucking trap, and I'm like, oh shit. Like, I saw it, I was like, oh man, it got one. Like, this is gross. I'm gonna have to deal with this. So no sooner than I shine the fucking light on it, it starts fucking moving.
Yeah.
It's fucking alive. The fucking mouse or rat is alive in the fucking trap.
So now
I'm fucking panicking. Now I'm like, I'm seriously like fucking panicking. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with this thing? Am I going to fucking bludgeon it to death?
Yeah.
With the golf club? I just couldn't do it. I'm fucking standing there. I'm like, I can't get, I didn't want to get near the fucking thing. So I freak out. I go upstairs and I sit there and I'm like, I got to do this. I'm trying to psych myself up to just go down there and beat the shit out of it. And then I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, get rid of it. Like, so I go on Facebook, and for posterity, I will pull up what I actually wrote, 'cause I don't remember. How do you get to your, I hate Facebook.
They really fuck stuff up.
Fix your goddamn layout. Layout so fucking terrible. It used to be fine, and now it's so fucking lame. All right. So this is what I wrote, and this was about 6 o'clock. It says TJ Stanball has a giant rat clinging to life, stuck in a trap in his basement. What the fuck do I do now? Club the thing to death? God damn it all. Why do I have to deal with shit like this? If anyone wants to kill something, head over to my house.
And I want to apologize right now, because as you're telling this story, I just got the message that you sent to my computer at like 6:30 that says, do you want to kill something? If I had seen that, I would have been en route as soon as I read that.
I wanted to ask you if you had a small enough caliber gun where you could shoot the
thing. No, dude, I would have come over with the axe and the sledgehammer, and we would have gone to town.
Well, you still might have your opportunity. So anyway, I eventually get up. My buddy, our mutual friend, Mr. Teat, who hasn't graced his presence on the show yet, but he does listen, I hear. So he was nice enough. I asked him, because, again, I just couldn't do it. I could not kill that thing. I just didn't want to get near it. I was like, and I had this kind of thought where it was still alive. I was by myself. And like, I had this terrifying idea that I'd hit the thing. I wouldn't kill it. I'd free it from the trap. And then
it would attack you.
Yeah. I was, I was flipping out. So I finally got a hold of Teat. Teat's like, I asked him, I'm like, look, dude, can you come over here and help me take care of this thing? And he's like, sure. And him and his fiance come over, and he's just as freaked out about it as I am. We go downstairs. We realize that the thing is not even in there very good. Like, it's only its leg is stuck, and this thing is fat. And I'm gonna guess, and I don't know if this is the case, but the other there's two traps right next to the big hole, and both of them were tripped. The one that he got stuck in, but the other one. And then there was one tripped upstairs in the living room, like I told you about the cop story. I think this motherfucker got through all of those because he's so fucking big. I think the trap kind of, or like, he was big enough to kind of just move it on its own, because this fucking thing was huge. So anyway, he comes over, our good friend T comes over, and we go downstairs and we look at it and we're like, shit, what the fuck are we going to do? And we put like this old dirty shirt over it, and we're like, and Teat's like, I'm just going to beat the hell out of this shirt. And then we're like, we can't do that. Like,
damn right.
He couldn't psych himself to do it.
Oh, God, I wish it was there.
So his fiance,
do it.
His fiance goes, there's a bunch of like, my house is weird. It's like half renovated. There's a bunch of like construction materials in my basement. Not everything, including giant cinder blocks. So Teet's fiance had the brilliant idea of, why don't you just drop the big fucking cinder block on? And honestly, if I had thought of that before they came over, I would have just done that on my own, because that is a brilliant idea. I mean, those things weigh like 50 pounds. There's no way that thing's getting up after that. So we throw the fucking shirt over top of it, and then we drop the cinder block on it. Guts go everywhere. There's still rat blood all over the basement floor. Then we have like triple bags. We have to pick the dead rat up in the shirt. It falls out of the trap. It's fucking gross. Like, we're not like, it's just, it's disgusting. We have like I said, we have like triple bags each, like trying to like grab it like a piece of dog shit, you know, with the bag inside out. So we finally get it in the bag. We wrap the bag up. We go outside. We put it out there, because I don't have a proper trash can in the backyard yet, but I'll get one. So we put it out there. Then we just happen to, like, we're looking around the backyard, like, seeing how else they could get in the house. And as we're looking, a giant rat is right next to, like in between my house and my neighbor's house, and it runs right into the neighbor's house. And it was huge. I was like, ah, like, it's like, God damn it. So
that's what you'll be smashing tomorrow.
No. And so what we did was we went back to that hole in the basement wall. We plugged it up with more. Oh, yeah. By the way, the steel wool didn't do much of anything, because all the little steel wool packets that I jammed like a shit ton of them in there as tightly as I could. They were all just scattered through the floor. So they got right through that.
Pushed it away, probably.
Yeah. They didn't try to chew it or anything. So anyway, we packed it with steel wool again. Then we took the two cinder blocks and we jammed them up against the steel wool. So hopefully that'll act as somewhat of a barrier, though. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work or not. There was poison everywhere. It looked like little fucking like pellets. So I don't know if they ate it or not. Apparently if they eat it, it's really like animal poisons are always so great, because animals die in like the worst ways, like fucking like bug poison. Like, I don't know if you know this video, but like, insecticide,
system, right?
Yeah, it just shuts down their fucking nervous system. It's like the worst way you could ever possibly die. Well, apparently this rat poison, it makes them like incredibly like dehydrated, but the poison itself isn't activated until they go get water, and then the water makes the poison like expand and basically suffocates them from the inside out. Yeah.
Why would they do it that way?
I don't know, but it's like the cruelest fucking way to die. I mean, I guess that's what you get for being a rat. But so we plugged it up as best we could. The rat's dead, and then I went up to do the show, and that's where we are. I can't express this enough. I need like a mental health day. Like, I need to just go away for a week or two and just, like, I'm in, like, a headspace right now that I don't think I've been in a very long time. Like, I just don't feel comfortable anywhere. Like, that doesn't extend just from my house. Like, I don't feel comfortable at work. Like, I feel just constantly on edge. And, like getting up in the morning now, like, I'm just always, like, I feel like I'm in the movie Alien. Like, I'm always hearing like
distant over my shoulder.
Yeah, I'm always, like, every room, I'm like, it's like a fucking SWAT team. Like, I'm looking in every corner. Like, I'm just waiting for something to shoot past my fucking feet.
Next time it's gonna be a face hugger.
It would almost be better. I mean,
that's a bad way to go.
Yeah, you get killed by a big spider with a vagina in it. I mean, that is kind
of coming out of your stomach.
That was a great movie. Oh,
so good.
Probably the best, in my opinion, maybe the best movie monster ever are the aliens. Like, the alien and the aliens in the alien movies are so cool looking. And
yeah,
the whole,
I like, think you're process, right.
The whole process of them, like, with the face huggers, and then you get the big aliens and the popping out of your chest. Like, that's such a great concept. Like, such a cool idea.
Yeah, nothing else comes close, does it? I mean,
a lot of that is our boy H.R. Giger, too. I mean,
Yeah.
He pretty much is the reason why that movie is so great, because if those things didn't look the way they did, they wouldn't have the same impact. I mean, the design of the face huggers, the designs of the aliens, the design of, like, remember the ship that they discovered the aliens in?
Yeah.
Like, those things, that whole ship looked amazing. Like, man, great movie. Love that
incredible movie.
Love H.R. Giger as well. But yeah, I mean, I guess what I wanted to do now is, Vinny, I want to ask you, do you think that I'm going insane? Do you think that I'm like out of my mind? Because I feel there. But at the same time, I feel like a truly insane person would never know that they were going insane. Like, they wouldn't have the forethought to go, I'm going crazy.
I don't know, though. I mean, maybe that's how it sounds like you're kind of starting. Maybe that's how it starts. Mm-hmm. You know, like, maybe you think you're going insane, and then all of a sudden it gets better, but it didn't really get better.
Yeah.
Now you're just fucking crazy. So I'll let you know if that happens, but I don't think you're certainly not there yet. You're talking way too logical. You're too straight and narrow so far.
I hope I'm not insane.
I don't think that you are. Like, insane, like, if you were insane when you thought there was somebody in your house, I don't know, you would have fucking clicked your heels together, screamed the words to some awful 80s song, and, like, threw salt all over the place or something like that. But you called the cops, which was the right...
Do you feel that was a irrational thing to do? Let me ask you furthermore. If that happened to you and you didn't have any weapons in the house, like, obviously, you probably would have gone for your gun and investigated the situation.
First thing I would have done, absolutely. But, yeah, if I didn't have any weapons in the house...
didn't have any weapon, would have you gone downstairs and investigated that if you heard what I thought that I heard? I don't know. Does that make any sense, what I just said?
See, I always have something. Like, I've always had a bat or a big fucking flashlight or something. So even if you had, like, that golf club... I just have, like, instinctually, like, when shit, like, I've had that happen in my house before, where, like, the alarm starts going off, I hear a loud bang, sounds like somebody's breaking into the house, I just grab the closest thing I could use as a weapon, and I jump out of bed, and I run downstairs. It's awful, it's the worst thing to do ever. What right. you did was smart, logical, and reasonable. My reaction is probably the worst thing you could ever do. So I think you went about it the right way.
Yeah, but at least you're, like, a fucking man. Like,
I'm a big idiot is what I am, I think.
Yeah, but at least if, like, let's say worst case scenario, you jump downstairs and somebody fucking kills you, at least you died with some fucking, like, fucking balls. Like, what I did was cowardly, and I just fucking...
Yeah, but you know what? If it makes you feel any better, I do it out of fear. Well, if that makes any sense at all.
No, it does. It does. You know?
Like, I don't want it, like... I guess I fear more somebody, like, killing me, without... putting, I guess, I don't like the idea of dying by somebody else's hands without, you know, putting up a fight, I guess. So
no, I agree. I know what you're coming from. So, but I just, like, I don't know. I couldn't believe that I just couldn't believe that I did that. Like, I couldn't believe that I went through all that and called the police. Like, I can't believe that I got that scared. Like, I was legitimately, like, terrified. Like, I've never... in my life, I don't think I've ever been that scared of anything. And I was just like, and it was just, like, I don't know. It's
you're in a new place, you know, you haven't been sleeping. You've got a lot of stuff going on, you know, and not only that, but even if none of that, if nothing else was happening, and if it was just, you were having a great week and you were on the top of your game and you were feeling awesome, you know, you just took a big dump and cranked one out and you were about to lay down and go to bed. And that happened
after the whole cop thing. I still beat off before.
Of course. Yes. Well, how else are you going to calm down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I think even on the best day of your life, you have every right to be scared. And still, I think that was the right thing to do.
Well, at least that makes me feel a little bit better. I still, I just had this overwhelming sense of just being ashamed of my actions. I really did. Like, I got, on top of everything else, like, I just felt like I couldn't believe that I let myself, like, get that fucking scared.
Well, dude, I mean, what if it was real? What if somebody broke into your house and they had a gun? I mean, that's very possible. It happens every day. All across America. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
But, it was bad. It was real bad. And I was, like, sweating bullets. And then, of course, you know, after all that, it's hard to, like, you know, I told you I didn't get much sleep last night. But, I mean, after getting that worked up, it was hard to come down. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
When you get that fucking riled up, like, with all the paranoia of dealing with the rats notwithstanding, like, I was... You know,
adrenaline gets going, man.
I was just, I was revved up, and not in a good way. Like, in a, you know, I was still like, even the aftermath of being like really, really scared, like it takes a while for you to kind of calm down and get your kind of thoughts together. And, you know, I think depending on how fucking intense the emotions you were feeling were, it, you know, that's going to take time. It's like a multiplier, you know what I mean?
Definitely. And definitely.
I don't know, man. I fucking lost it. And I just feel like I really do feel like I'm fucking losing it. Like, I just need, I really should take, like, I can't take off of work, but I need to. Like, I need to just, I need to fucking, like, calm down. It's a good thing that it's, like, the week's almost over. If I could get through tonight without hearing any fucking rats or having any rats in my fucking room, that would do me really good. Like, I would make the world, make a world of difference if I could just get, like, I fucking emailed my fucking landlord and I was like, look, like, in no short terms, you really need to fix this wall. It's a severe problem. And I explained to him the mess that happened tonight. And I was like, you know, you got to get this fixed. It's not going to fix itself and it's only going to get worse. You know, if he would come and fix this fucking wall, it would just give me peace of mind. You know what I mean? Like, I would be
a lot
more comfortable with everything.
Well, but since you can't fix the wall, I mean, you gotta take some sort of control so that you can lay down and feel at least like you're doing something to prevent the situation. How about you go out and buy like 10 pounds of steak? I mean, how long do you think it would take these rats? Yeah, you know, what can you do to keep them busy? Right? Because you can't kill them.
Right.
Right. So what can you do to keep them busy and out of your room so that you can get some sleep? Why don't you take like a bunch of steak or go out just some cheap fucking meat and throw it all out into the alley? Or hell, do you have anybody you don't like living around there yet? You know, and do that.
That's not a terrible idea.
Just find a way to keep them occupied.
They probably go through that shit pretty quick though.
Yeah, you're probably right.
See, that's the thing though. Like, I think a lot of it, I think it's just a problem with his neighborhood. Like I said, me and Teet were outside after killing the fucking thing. I saw one just running around, like outside, like in between our houses, in between my house and my neighbor's house. So I don't think they're going to go away. No, I mean, I am going to get a cat. I feel like that would be a good solution. Like, maybe it
would. What if the rats killed your cat, dude?
Honestly, this rat was so big. I think that it would.
That's what I'm saying.
It would take a pretty tough cat. But here's the thing. My other point of view, though, is that, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think just having a cat around, I think, scares rats away.
That's
I know, like, true. I know in my old house, and I used to live out in the sticks, when I was a kid growing up, we had a problem with mice. And the first thing we did was we got a cat. And my cat, I mean, he was really tough, and he killed, like, everything. Like, he was kind of an indoor-outdoor cat. Like, we'd let him go outside, and he'd always come back.
Like Heathcliff.
He would like Heathcliff. He would kill like everything and leave everything in big piles in front of the house, which was always gross.
There you go.
I think just having the cat around, I think that the rats and the rodents can like smell the cat and they probably just stay clear. I don't know. I think that I like cats enough where even if it doesn't work, I think it would just make me feel better. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, definitely. Well, not only that, but, you know, if you were laying down and you knew that there was a cat in your house, I know that having animals, this makes me feel better sometimes. You hear stuff going on, and whether or not it's the dog or the cat or something else, you know, more than likely it's nothing and you don't need to pay attention to it, but you can take refuge knowing that it's probably your animals rolling around.
Well, you know, that's another interesting thing that you point out, Vinny. You know, where I'm living now, as opposed to where I used to live, you know, I have to deal with a lot of outside noise. Yeah. And what makes it even worse is that I have those window mounted AC units, which, by the way, are terrifyingly non-engineered, for lack of a better term. I didn't realize that you literally just stick those things in the window. And the only thing that's holding them is gravity. Like, They make them just small enough where they won't fall out the window, but there's no like bracketing or anything to them. It's like, Gogs helped me put them in. We're like, could not believe that's how it worked. But,
you just drop the top window down on it and hope that doesn't break and walk away.
That'd be cool. That's all you get. Yeah, if that top window goes, then you better look out. Those things are fucking heavy.
Yes, they are.
But anyway, You know, so I have to leave. The windows are sort of open, you know, the air conditioner's in the window, but still the window is technically open. So sure. You're going to get, I get a lot more noise coming from upstairs because I have the two in both bedrooms upstairs. And I get a lot of street noise and shit that like kind of like I have to go, oh, that's just outside. You know what I mean?
Right.
It still
right.
takes that little bit of control in my brain to go, oh, that's just outside. Like, and it's just something to adjust to. You know what I mean? And it's like you said, though, like if I had like maybe, well, not like a cat, but at least if something was there, you could be like, oh, it was just that.
Dismiss it immediately. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah. But, you know, I, as people that listen to this show, no doubt know, and as of course Vinny knows, I am by nature just a miserable person. Like I'm very rarely very happy, but and I add a lot of hyperbole to my misery. I'll be the first to say that. Like I bitch about things that I make it seem like it's a lot worse than it really is. It's a flaw of mine. But I believe me when I tell you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, that I'm generally just like not fucking myself. Like right now, I'm very fucking just. I don't even know. I'm like fucking. I'm like a non-cool version of the Joker. Like I just. I'm. I don't know. Out of it.
Like you're gonna freak go homicidal on people or what?
No, I'm. You know that's my. I'm too weak to ever be like a real threat to anybody.
Well, yeah, but you're smart though. You could think up a way to do something smart. Not like me. I just freak out and hit people with bats or something.
I appreciate that, but I'm also lazy. So like I'm smart enough to do something maniacal, but not smart enough to do something methodical, or not productive enough to do something methodical. It's like that's like a whole thing, you know.
I suppose it's like, good.
Yeah, I could be like the guy from Saw, but I would be like halfway through like making like the bed of nails for the junkie. Yeah,
and I'd
be
fuck like, it, I'm hungry.
Yeah, and I'd be like, God damn it. I could really go for some KFC right now. The junkie's going to die on her own anyway. Like, do I really need to teach her a lesson that really doesn't make any sense at the end and then be dead in the puddle at the end of the movie?
That's the thing. You're too introspective. You talk yourself right out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know. But, That's the rat story, everybody.
I think it's a good story, and we're wrapping up. We're almost at an hour. That was almost an hour long story.
I heard something just now.
Really? What do you think it is?
I don't know. It could be outside. It's hard to tell.
You know what it isn't? Your cat.
I know, right?
Yeah, you don't have a cat yet.
Oh shit!
What?
Something just like crashed
in your house?
Yeah. Man, like something just got knocked over.
Are you sure it's in your house or you think it was next door?
No, that was definitely in my house.
And you have a laptop, right? Can you go investigate while you're still on the laptop?
Everything's plugged in.
Can you? Yeah. Well, you could unplug the power though, right? Like all you need is the headphones plugged into the laptop.
Yeah, let's see if this works.
Hold on. Go check it out.
I
you okay? You still alive?
I'm still alive. I'm just trying to get the damn thing loose.
What are you talking about?
I got all these
boy in there.
No, I got all these USB connectors hooked up.
Oh, for your sexual toy peripherals.
You know what I think it was? Now I'm trying to think of what it was. A metallic sound, like it was a. You know what I think it is? I have a bunch of pots and pans in the fucking cupboard underneath the kitchen, and I bet you that's what it was. I bet you it's in the fucking pantry or some shit. God damn it, everything is plugged into this thing.
All right. So I feel like we're stuck on. This is the radio version of Blair Witch right now.
Hold on, it's fucking. This is not easy. This is not a mobile show.
No. Well, it's about to be.
Dun. This is pretty much exactly what happened last night. Like, almost exactly. Like
how it started.
Well, it was something like that. I mean, it was that was louder. Or the thing that happened last night was louder. but it's similar. So if I...
Nocturnal.
If I cut out and I die...
I'll call you.
Yeah.
And if you don't answer, I'll come get you.
That's a good idea. All right, well, I think I'm loose. God damn, I got a lot of shit hooked up to this thing. It's like the microphone is... There we go. It's stuck on something. Stuck on my... All right, hold on. I got to take the mic off for 1 second.
All right.
All right. Now I'm loose.
Great. Go check it out. Do you got your putter?
How am I going to carry the putter, the laptop, and the flashlight?
I don't know, man. I'd find a way. Worst comes to worst, you could drop the laptop on it.
I'm not dropping this fucking laptop.
Just saying, you know, if it was like the giant mother rat and you had nothing to defend yourself with.
Oh, you know what? I think I left the Oh, no.
What?
I think I left the fucking flashlight downstairs.
Oh, bad. Bad. You only have one flashlight?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. That should have been your top priority today. If you didn't go buy a gun, you should have gone out and bought like 10 flashlights and just put them everywhere. Oh, this is the beginning to a zombie movie. Dude, you're going to get bit. You're going to get some sort of horrible fucking zombie-spreading disease.
You're not
helping.
You're
going to drop the laptop. I'm going to go down there to try and help you. You're going to bite me. I'm going to become a zombie, drive back to this house, bite Laura. Oh, dude, this is going to get bad. This is how it starts.
All right, and, you know, to top things off with my fucking paranoia, my fucking hallway light is out. So...
Of course it is.
All right, I don't hear... Hold on. This is bad radio.
a lot of noise.
I don't hear anybody moving around.
A lot of dead air.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, this is terrifying. It's fucking dark.
Can you turn the light up on the laptop so that it can kind of illuminate?
It's not a bad idea. Hold on, I'm going to turn the laptop outward so the...
There you go.
All right, so to put you in the theater of mind of what I'm doing right now.
This is great.
Is I turned on the... Hold on, I think I heard something. I turned on the bathroom light, so I have a little bit of light going downstairs. Now I'm making my way downstairs with no fucking light.
Of course not. Of course no light.
Oh, shit. All right, so just surveying the damage already. There's a lamp that's been knocked over.
A lamp? So
there's a lamp that's next to some fucking, like... That toy. There's a finger of Mary that's been knocked over. So...
You're cutting out, man. Are you getting far away from the wireless?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay, now you're there now. So you think they attacked the... Why would they knock the lamp over?
Mean to knock the lamp over. They just did because they're scurrying around on the floor.
Oh, man. They're trying to take out the lights, dude. You got smart rats.
So... Upstairs, lights are on. I don't see anything. Like, maybe the lamp was just sitting on top of... You know what? That doesn't make any fucking sense. The lamp that fell over. What the fuck did I do with that goddamn flashlight? Okay, there's a little dresser drawer that's next to all my DVDs that has a lamp on it. The lamp is on top of the dresser drawer, and it fell over.
On top of the... Could they have jostled the dresser drawer enough to knock over the lamp?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's clearly fallen over. Like, it's toppled over.
Maybe they were on top of the dresser drawer?
I don't know.
Maybe it is ghosts.
What did I do with that fucking flashlight?
Yeah, you need a flashlight. Maybe they took your flashlight.
Shit. What the fuck?
TJ? Topa. Oh, fuck.